We enter into the Word of God in the Gospel of John, and we have a wonderful moment in which Jesus is really present to us, and with the story of the sisters of Lazarus and with the story of Lazarus himself, we're really called to enter into the Word of God in a spirit of faith, in a spirit of hope, in a spirit of love. What struck me first as I kind of meditated on the Gospel was that Jesus loved Martha and Mary and Lazarus. And that's where we begin. And in the same way, he loves us. And to really hear that in our lives, in the midst of all that's going on, that he loves us. And as we hear how the story unfolded and Jesus eventually goes to where Martha, Mary, and Lazarus live, we really hear that moment it's not despair, but it's really a need, a great need. Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. That's what Martha's saying. And it's really almost a similar question for us. Lord, if you had been here, the coronavirus would never happen. Lord, if you had been here, my mother, my father, my brother, sister would not have been sick, or they would not have died. Lord, if you had been here, I wouldn't have lost my job. Lord, if you had been here, all of that placed before him. And Martha, even with that cry of need, says, but even now I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you. So she's really in a similar position of faith, even in her great need. And so that really reflects where we are, both individually, in our families, in our communities, in our country, and in our world. And Jesus calls her to faith. And he doesn't ask a question, he just simply says, your brother will rise. And that really is the center and the heart of the Gospel. It's about the resurrection. That's really what all of our prayer, our penance, our sacrifice, our almsgiving during the time of Lent is about. It's preparing us for the resurrection of Jesus. And then Martha responds, I know he will rise in the resurrection on the last day. So she's already said he's passed this life. So it's really quite a profound statement of faith, but Jesus is saying, there's more. And open your heart to what is more. And he's saying, the more is in me. I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Wow. That changes everything. As I've talked to people who have had close-death experiences, their whole lives change in that moment. And I can tell you also, as being one who has touched the edge of life and death, it's true that your view of life changes. And who you are as a person changes. And what you see as truth changes. And the truth becomes this statement, that Jesus becomes our resurrection and life. Then he turns to Martha, as he does to each of us now, in the midst of what's going on, and he says, do you believe this? Do you really believe this in the midst of what you're experiencing? And of course, our prayer is during this Eucharist, yes, Lord, as Martha says, I have come to believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, the one who is coming into the world. So this was the journey of faith that Jesus was calling Martha into and that he really calls us into. But he doesn't stop there. He says, where have you laid Lazarus? So the moment of the call to faith is not over. And in a similar way, he's saying to us, okay, what's got you all tied up in need? What's got you all concerned? What's got you all upset? And so he goes to where they have laid him. And we see that he wept. And so his love for Lazarus expressed in tears. And that's really where he's at with us right now. His sacred heart is broken, but his sacred heart is there for us. And he weeps with us in all that's going on right now. And he is one with us. And that becomes important because as we see the miracle unfold, it says, take away the stone. And then they wonder, what's going on? Why should we do that? And it's the same for us in this life. Why should we believe? Because he is the resurrection and the life. And he loves us. So in his prayer, he says, Father, I thank you for hearing me. I know you always hear me. And he cries out in a loud voice. He says, Lazarus, come forth. Come out. And Lazarus comes out. Now, this is not the first time this has happened. He raised the daughter of Jairus, the synagogue. He raised the widow's son in Nain. This is actually the third time he's done this. And to take it really personally, to hear your own name spoken at this moment, Lewis, come out! And your name. And he's saying to us, death has no more power over us. And then, as Lazarus tiptoes out because he's tied up, he says, untie him and let him go. And so he's really saying to us, all the stuff that ties us up, all the emotions that tie us up, all the sins that tie us up, untie them, untie them. And know that I am Lord of the living and the dead. The gospel says that many Jews came to believe in him. So part of the question to the gospel is, how are we living out this moment when Jesus stands at our tomb, if you will, and says to us, come out, come out. And so I'd like to suggest to our families, especially to our children, ask your parents to pray with you throughout the day, all throughout the day. Ask them to bless you all throughout the day, especially when you have an experience of Jesus in your life. Share your faith with one another. Pray together as a family. Share the Word of God together as a family. Let yourself stand before the Lord God Jesus, who raised Lazarus from the tomb and who raises us also from the tomb. I know as we enter into this Eucharist in spiritual communion, let's let it be a moment in which